the dawn of time, humankind was ordained by God to be the benevolent and compassionate rulers over the earth and its inhabitants. Hez has provided us in abundance with every fruit yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed. That shall be our food. To guide us in our role as Hez's loving children and stewards of our loving planet, God has sent many enlightened masters, sages and prophets to earth through the ages to remind us of our noble heritage. During their time on earth, these enlightened beings, Lord Krishna, Prophet Muhammad, Jesus Christ, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lao Tzu, Guru Nanak, Yogananda, and many more, shared with us the best, most noble way to live. With their great love and compassion, they have clearly felt and understood that animals are God's precious creatures, to be loved and protected. Thus, they have each clearly instructed their followers that the vegetarian diet, one that is animal-free, is the only one that is suitable for humankind, as God has decreed from the beginning of time. In this program, Our Noble Lineage, we will examine the origins of religious groups, spiritual organizations, and communities that exist in the world today.
Welcome, precious viewers, to Our Noble Lineage. Christians around the world are now observing the season of Lent, a 40-day preparation for the Easter celebration of Lord Jesus' resurrection. On today's Our Noble Lineage program, we will look at the traditions of Lent and the way it is observed in modern times. The most important religious festival in the Christian calendar is Easter, which celebrates Jesus Christ coming back to life and his promise of the eternal Spirit gracing all of his followers. The 40 days leading up to Easter is called the Season of Lent. It represents the time that Lord Jesus spent praying and meditating in the desert before beginning his ministry. The number 40 is highly significant in Christianity. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights during the Great Flood, and Jesus' body is believed to have stayed for 40 hours in the tomb. Historically, Lent has been a time of fasting and prayer for the purpose of purifying oneself in preparation for Easter. The secular celebration right before Lent, known as Carnival, is actually taken from the Italian words carnevale, which means to put away meat. The phrase comes from the traditional practice of being vegetarian, or putting meat aside during the fasting of the Lenten season. In ancient Christianity, animal products were strictly forbidden during Lent. In the 6th century AD, Pope St. Gregory wrote to St. Augustine of England that during the Lenten fast,
"We abstain from flesh meat and from all things that come from flesh as milk, cheese and eggs."
This rule became part of the Corpus Juris or common law of the Catholic Church. Only one meal per day was allowed, and that meal was to be taken in the evening. As the centuries passed, Lenten fasting rules became less stringent. Small amounts of water were allowed in the evening for those who were manual laborers. The timing of the meal began to move towards midday. In the last few centuries, the Church even began to allow meat on Sundays, which gradually expanded to all the weekdays except Friday. Most modern Catholics only abstain from meat on Fridays, when they eat fish. As observances became more lax, the original purpose of the tradition is often obscured or forgotten. For Orthodox Christians in modern times, however, fasting for Lent still requires strict veganism. Not only are all meat, fish, dairy and eggs excluded, but wine and oil are also forbidden. Prayer goes hand in hand with fasting in order to encourage spiritual growth. Orthodox Christians follow the same diet during the three other fasts of the year: the Apostles' Fast, the Nativity Fast, and the Domitian Fast. Modern Protestants, including Lutherans, Baptists, and Methodists, most often observe Lent by giving up something, usually less desirable habits or unhealthy food indulgences. giving up soda, smoking, or television watching are all common choices for Lent. Some individuals choose to set aside some of their free time by volunteering for a charitable cause. Others give away the money they saved by not partaking in a particular food or hobby. In São Paulo, Brazil, we interviewed some Lent observers on their way to church on a Friday. We asked them how they were commemorating this year's Lenten season.
Eu gosto muito de doce, então eu faço jejum total de açúcar. Nós fazemos o jejum de carne às sextas-feiras e eu procuro me voltar muito para a parte de leituras de textos bíblicos, né? Parece que a gente fica mais próximo, né, de Jesus, de Deus propriamente dito, e eu acho que em cima de tudo que ele sofreu por amor a gente, o que a gente faz é o mínimo em retribuição.
Eu fumo muito, eu procuro fumar menos, eu procuro ficar mais calmo porque eu sou muito agitado, então esse é um momento muito importante. Importante para a gente parar e pensar e rever a nossa vida, os nossos ideais, como é que nós estamos conosco, com Deus. É muito importante esse período.
Quaresma é um tempo de reflexão, né? E eu procuro fazer um jejum assim como uma forma de meditação. Eu troco essa necessidade e pela origem, que é eu preciso mais de Deus do que dessa coisa, né? Reflito e troco por isso, por uma oração, uma conversa com Deus.
Young Christians recognize the compassionate traditions of the past while applying them towards a better world.
I'm Tiara, and I'm in 10th grade, and I'm 15, and I'm giving up meat for Lent because I think it's the right thing to do, and it's more compassionate to the animals.
I'm Savannah, and I'm in 6th grade, and I'm giving up meat for Lent because it's healthy for the planet, the animals, and me.
We are reminded that the traditions of Lent should be upheld every day of the year, not just during these 40 days.
Não só na Coreia, mas assim, todo dia. Que se todo mundo fizesse, vivesse com amor, né? Respeitasse um a outro, nosso Deus gostava, né? É isso.
When we return after these brief messages, we will revisit ancient teachings of compassion from Lord Jesus and how they apply to the season of Lent. Welcome back to our noble lineage on this week's edition of Christian Season of Lent, 40 days of self-discipline and devotion. In Psalm chapter 145, verse 9, it is stated,
"The Lord is good to all, compassionate to every creature."
The tradition of observing a vegan Lent has its roots in the call for mercy and compassion for all of God's creatures, which is present throughout the Bible. The life of Jesus clearly begins and ends with a strong message of love and respect for animals. Jesus Christ could have been born in any place and at any time, yet God chose to have his beloved son born in a stable with the gentle animals to be the first witnesses to his birth. The baby Jesus' bed was in the manger. Surely this was not a random event, but one auspiciously arranged by the Lord to be symbolic of Master Jesus' life. One of the most powerful symbols in Christianity, the baby Jesus in the manger surrounded by cows, sheep and donkeys, clearly shows the Creator's deep love and affection for animals. Throughout his life, Jesus drew on animals to illustrate his sermons. He referred to his followers as sheep. He also compared the love he had for disciples to the love of a hen for her brood when he said,
"How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings."
In Luke chapter 13 verse 34, Lord Jesus also said that even a small sparrow would not be forgotten by God, as stated in Luke chapter 12 verse 6.
"Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God?"
Over and over again, animals were symbols to show the infinite love and mercy of God. the end of Jesus' life should have marked the end of the suffering for animals. For those who believed in him, animal sacrifice was no longer practiced to atone one's sins. Without animal sacrifice, there was no cause to eat meat. Perhaps the most obvious way to understand the reasons for a vegan Lent is to simply think of the Lord Jesus and all he represents. It is impossible to imagine the loving Christ not cherishing and safeguarding the life of an animal. The modern factory farm would be abhorrent to him. He would not support an institution that causes such suffering and violence to God's own creatures.
Teach me to look at all I see around me after thy pattern as creatures of God. Let me never forget that the same God who made me made the whole world and all animals that are in it. Give me the grace to love all God's work for God's sake and all men for the sake of my Lord and Savior who has redeemed me on the cross. Cardinal Newman.
God's promise is that Jesus will return again to earth, bringing forth an era of peace and love. This future is heaven on earth, a time like the original Garden of Eden, where man lived in harmony with God and all his creatures. In the book of Isaiah, the reign of peace is described as, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox."
If you have men who will exclude any of God's creatures from the shelter of compassion and pity, you will have men who will deal likewise with their fellow men. St. Francis of Assisi.
There are many Christian organizations that have heard Christ's message of mercy and compassion and now advocate the vegetarian diet as a matter of faith. Veg for Lent is a group in the United Kingdom that encourages Christians to try vegetarian Lent. Their website ponders, "Did Christ intend the Eucharist to herald the end of meat consumption and the dawn of a new vegetarian kingdom? And are there any who suffer more than those condemned to the slaughterhouse?" Catholic Concerns for Animals, or CCA, is another organization with a message of concern for all of God's creatures, humans and animals alike. Jan Fredericks, the chairwoman of CCA, said, "In the spirit of St. Francis, we should learn to serve our brothers and sisters in creation and not to lord it over them as tyrants. We need to become educated and to use God's resources with wisdom. It is our duty to be the caretakers of his creatures until Jesus returns to redeem the whole world, which includes all his creatures." Likewise, the Catholic Church has also looked into the relationship between humans and our animal co-inhabitants. In 1990, Pope John Paul II declared in a public audience, "Animals also possess a soul and go to heaven, and that men must love and feel solidarity with our smaller brethren." Pope Benedict XVI has said, "Animals are God's creatures. He surrounds them with his providential care. By their mere existence, they bless him and give him glory. Thus men owe them kindness. We should recall the gentleness with which saints like St. Francis of Assisi or St. Philip Neri treated animals. It is contrary to human dignity to cause animals to suffer or die needlessly."
Your righteousness saves humans and animals alike, O Lord. Psalm 36:6.
Lenten season expounds on one's empathy towards Lord Jesus' plight to save humanity and animals sharing the same earth. May we all follow the highest path of peace, virtue and love, as demonstrated by the life of Lord Jesus, and have a joyous vegan celebration. It will be a blessing to the planet, our co-inhabitants and our eternal spirits. Noble viewers, thank you for joining us as we discover the ancient and compassionate tradition of vegetarian Lent. Stay tuned for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai here on Supreme Master Television. May benevolence be the beacon that guides our world to become an Eden on earth.